Grace and peace. This is Dr. Israel Pena. And today's devotional, the purpose of miracles. John 20, 30 to 31. The disciples saw Jesus do many other miracles in addition to the ones recorded in this book. But these are written so that you may continue to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing in him, you will have life by the power of his name. That's powerful. Miracles often capture our attention because they break into the ordinary with the extraordinary. But the Bible teaches us that miracles are not random displays of power. They are signs. A sign doesn't point to itself. It points to something greater. John tells us that the miracles of Jesus were written so that we would believe in him and through that belief receive eternal life. Think of a miracle as a window. You don't stop at the glass. You look through it to what lies beyond. Every miracle of Jesus is a window into his eternal kingdom. They reveal who he is. They reveal him as the Messiah. They reveal him as the Son of God, the bridegroom, the bread of life, the light of the world, the resurrection and the life, the Lord of all creation. When Jesus heals the sick, it's not only about that healing. It's a preview of the day when sickness will be no more. When he calms a storm, it's not just about the weather. It's a glimpse of the peace that will reign over all creation. When he raises the dead, it points to the final resurrection when death will be swallowed up forever. The miracles are not ends in themselves. They are divine revelations that call us to believe and to hope in the kingdom that both is here and that kingdom that's coming as well. Today, I invite you to not stop at the miracle, but to see the one the miracle points to. Don't just seek God's hand, seek his heart. Ask yourself, what does this miracle reveal about Jesus? How does it strengthen my faith in him as Lord and Messiah? As you walk through your own needs and challenges, remember every act of God in your life is not only mercy for today or grace for today, but also a promise of the future. He is bringing it all to pass.